Bienvenidos to the 5050, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
In este episodio, we're going to be talking about lo que es la primera dosis of the COVID-19 vaccine. You have it, I have it, and we're going to be discussing our experience. If we are dead or alive, I think there's only one way to find out, and that is by you guys listening. So if you guys want to figure out si la hicimos de esta o no, and if there's even a chance for a dose too, all this and more.
Coming up. We're spilling the tea, man. I really wanted to do that. We should have done that for the other one. We literally named spilling the tea.
We should have actually spilled the tea.
Yeah.
No,
tires nada porque no quiero limpiar.
All right, let's start. And once again, everybody, bienvenidos to the 5050. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
Y those who are new, welcome to the 5050, a Spanglish podcast donde somos un poquito de aquí y un poquito de allá. And that's pretty much our theme, essentially. Now, this one's going to be, as speaking in theme, we're staying in theme with season four, which is efficient. Season four is efficient podcast.
No nonsense
podcast. And speaking of no nonsense, cosa seria, COVID-19.
Yeah.
COVID-19 ha sido cosa seria.
Yeah, I guess this is como se dirá, full circle.
We have gone full circle. We're at a year.
We're at a year of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And by the de eso hablamos like March, April of last year.
Yeah.
So it's only suiting that we kind of update you guys.
Yeah. It's been a roller coaster of everything, ¿verdad?
Sí. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer? What's the disclaimer here?
We're not doctors.
No.
We don't care what people do. Everybody do what you got to do, to each their own. This is just our experience and what we have decided to do. I have to give all of this information out.
You know, you're just covering your bases here.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. That. Thank you for the disclaimer. You know, so
talk to your doctors. Check out the CDC website.
See, do your research, please.
That's do your own saying. Research.
That is all we're saying. Do your research and like, you know, and listen to actual sources.
Yeah, we're just here for the hot.
You know, no, and not in our case though. Like when we were going through this, like, you know, let's skip the todo lo que era COVID because I think we've covered that. Let's fast forward to these last couple of weeks.
Question. Did you get COVID?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think I got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we did a pretty good job in quedarnos aquí en la casa.
So Jesse tested twice? Once?
Yeah, I got tested officially once. Okay. Unofficially,
too many times.
Yeah. Officially, like with the whole like oral swab.
He got an oral swab.
Yeah, once.
I was just kind of like, pues si lo chequen a él y sale positivo, pues chances are I am too, because
yeah,
you know,
chances are, yeah.
You're here next to me.
Mm-hmm.
But how was that?
It was, it wasn't that bad. Like, I heard that the nasal swab is pretty hardcore, but the oral swab, it was just say, oh, and then that's it, like, you know.
Was he a doctor?
Yeah, I believe so. Like, he had, like, the full setup. He looked official, like, you know.
Well, I mean,
it was in the back alley, which was kind of volunteer. Weird.
The thing, mira, lo que yo sé es que we drove up. I drove you because, like, what if you were dying, you know?
Según tú. Yeah.
And I locked eyes with him. And even though he was in the full, like, ¿cómo se dice? Like,
the full
Monsters, Inc.
Hazmat suit.
Code. What is it, code?
2319. Yeah.
I locked eyes with him and I was like, I trust this man with my life.
Yeah, he looked official, man.
He looked official, very seasoned. Mm-hmm. He was very confident.
He was very calm.
And calm. And he looked at you and he's like, everything's going to be okay, man. Let's just do this.
Just
and
open your mouth. Don't be weird. And I was like, all right.
And it was fast. It was great. And then you were negative.
Yeah, salió negativo. And like, and I got it like within less than 24 hours. No, like a day or so. It didn't change.
Todavía eres maestro, so you got like the special treatment through the hospital.
I do miss getting like the special treatment as a teacher. Like nowadays, no sé como que feel que my job, even though I'm an admissions rep, it's a lot easier just to say that I'm in sales. I don't know. Does that make sense? And I don't get the same reaction. It's like, oh, okay, you're in sales, whatever. You know. But you'll see, I did get my COVID vaccine. COVID-19 test. I was negative. And then we've been playing, you know, like our cards and like in the sense that like we've been calling multiple clinics, you know, the health department, multiple pharmacies, and we've been trying to get ourselves on the waiting list for the COVID-19 vaccine. And I think we started doing that actively since what?
Well, cuando lo abrieron for schools.
In February, no?
Uh-huh, schools, and pues I technically fell into the whole chronically ill umbrella, so.
And I fell under school staff because I do work for a school, mm-hmm. So, you know, pero, and then also depending on the availability. And then, of course, everything, you know, lamentablemente, tragically happened in Texas, right? That the whole, you know, freezing ice age period that they got, mm-hmm. and it slowed down a lot of the shipments, it slowed down a lot of the supplies, and that kind of pushed things back a couple of weeks. And
yeah, we were on a waiting list for like 2 months,
yeah,
almost 3 months.
You know, fue de pura casualidad that we were like, you know, I decided to just check the Walgreens website and I saw that there was availability out of the blue, dude, like just super random. And I had talked to the Walgreens reps before, and he's like, hey, how does this work? Like, how do I make an appointment with you guys? And they're like, just go through our website. And I'm like, yeah, but it's always like full. Is there a certain time that you guys open the slots or how's the deal? Honestly, it's a toss-up, me dijeron. Sometimes you check at 3 a.m. and see if there's anything. And I'm like, really? Like, that's your control? There hasn't been a lot of control. At least it seems a bit uncontrolled in our area.
Hasn't it been that way since day one?
Day one, dude. You would think that maybe we had something to show for, at least in this logistics side of things, but...
Yeah, because, well, I don't know.
It's been difficult, man.
Yeah.
Like, la otra vez, como por ejemplo, cuando les dije también en las clínicas aquí en San Luis y Sunset, they're like, oh, yeah, it's like, we go by order, y somos like being orderly. And then we hear like all kinds of experiences that get like, oh, no sé, like I was there getting a physical, and they just kind of gave me the vaccine. And I'm like,
yo sé que en el health department, like, dedican toda una semana vaccinating, and then like they count the weeks, and then cuando les toca otra vez, dedican toda esa semana for second doses. So that's a little bit more organized, where it's like you can't go on the website and book for your first dose because right now we're only taking second dose.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, like...
So it's nice that they're at least están asegurando que la gente está recibiendo las two doses if that's what they got. Mm-hmm. Properly.
But they don't really tell you when they open up the portal. They don't tell you when they open up the website to register.
And you have to make a login.
You have to make a login. But even then, like, who knows when there's availability. Mm-hmm. And so, super random. We checked Walgreens and lo and behold, ahí hay disponibilidad. And I was like, dude, dale gas. And like the volada, I went in, I made my appointment, but I was so rushed and like getting you in.
Ay, no te vas a hacer el héroe. No, wait, just didn't read the fine print.
Yo me puse in the line of fire. Yo me arriesgué mi propia vida. I basically did what Iron Man did when he like goes with the bomb through the portal.
Oh, gosh.
In like the first movie of Avengers.
Okay.
And he like blows up and then he makes it out of atmosphere and like crashes down. And people go like, oh, my gosh, did Tony die? That's essentially what I did with you because I was so rushed in getting you in there. I was so rushed in getting you in there that no me di cuenta de que I did not properly schedule myself.
Yeah.
You got properly scheduled.
Yes, I did.
You got the first vaccine and the second vaccine scheduled.
Y
yo, como mensote, I only got the second dose scheduled. Nada que ver, only the second dose. And I call them like, hey, I have the second dose scheduled. Like, can I get my first? And they're like, no, sorry. You have to do it through the website. I'm like,
hey, pero nunca la cancelaste. And honestly, if San Luis wouldn't have pulled through, you could have just gone and get your second dose.
I know.
With me.
But like.
Because we got vaccinated, coincidentally, mismo día.
Ese mismo
aunque
día.
No lo planeamos.
So like, pasó como creo que like what? We scheduled it for what? Next week? Like the week after that we did the initial scheduling, digamos?
Mm-hmm.
When was it that we got the vaccine? Well, it doesn't matter because I have April 15th is my second one. So let's do the math from there.
Same geez.
Because
we got vaccinated on March 18th.
Because Michael Scott, just divide and count to it and you'll get the you'll get the number.
Where's the conversion board?
See, let's check the conversion chart. So you got the vaccine in La Walgreens. Y yo dije, allá va mi esposa.
Stellar guy. I loved the pharmacist.
Allá va mi esposa a vacunarse. Y yo bien gracias, dude. Aquí como que like sobres que me muera yo. You know,
Simon.
Pero no, I was happy because, like, you know, you have an autoimmune disease, so más vale que te vacunes tú
If you didn't know, go check out episode.
Yeah, that we talked about autoimmune disease. It's a good episode. And Buistas, you liked it. You liked the whole flow. You liked the experience.
First of all, I'm not afraid of needles, so it doesn't really matter to me. I did a lot of research, and for people that are immunocompromised and have an autoimmune disease, it's like, okay, there's not a lot of research, right? Porque pues, this is new y todo eso, pero it's like the getting COVID, like the symptoms and how severe people with an autoimmune disease can get outweighs, you know,
the risk of
getting symptoms from a vaccine.
Yeah.
So it was on the clear for me. So I was like, Simone, let's do this. The pharmacist was like really smart, very thorough.
He took his time, he told you?
He did. He like sat there and actually had a conversation with me and was telling me about his research.
¿Te vacunó él o
cómo? Sí, él me vacunó.
Órale. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know. No había gente, pues porque te hacen schedule, right? So
right.
Cuando llegué no había nadie. Like for the vaccine, había gente like recogiendo su prescription. And then they kind of put like a little trifold divider así en una esquina. So, but he was wearing his, I was wearing my mask. He was wearing his like goggles, shield, mask, gloves, you know, todo. Pero sí, he took the time to explain to me like the risks and not the risks, but like the symptoms and like, did you get this cleared from your doctor because you have this going on? And I'm like, yes, you know. Pero sí, he was kind of excited para explicarme like his little research that he had done.
Well, that's really cool. I'm glad that he kind of, as someone que yo siempre soy bien preguntón, like.
Y la cosa, como yo vivo y estoy casada contigo, like, todo lo que él me dijo, tú ya me habías dicho.
Sí, claro.
So I kind of trusted him more, like, okay, sí, you know, lees.
Exactly. I'm glad he did that. And you were like really quick. You were in and you were out, dude. Like,
dude, super quick.
Super quick.
So, loved it.
So I was like super happy because I was like, man, that was painless. Jessica's in, man, Jessica's out. Fantastic.
Sí se equivocó en el nombre de la tarjeta, but he got my birthday right. But then he called me and was like, hey, I messed up on your name. You didn't notice it? And I was like, not really. I just wanted to go back home in case like I got symptoms, you know?
Mm.
So I turned around and went back and got a new card.
Oh, the last name, ¿verdad?
No, he literally wrote like Maria Luisa.
What? Not Kevin?
Yeah. Yo pensé que yo, like, no me fijé.
Also, te vacunamos para la rabia, so vamos a...
pero la cosa era que, like, tenía la fecha de nacimiento bien, pero tenía Maria Luisa, like, Maria Luisa something, and I was like, oh, cute, that's my niece's name, you know? But Maria Luisa, sorry.
Mia Luisa.
Mia Luisa. But Maria Luisa was your grandma, right? Yeah. Okay. So then I was like, ah, quedó en la familia, you know? But I was like, yeah, that's not my name. And then he gave it to me. He gave it to me with my maiden last name.
Oh, man.
And I was like, si este va a ser, like, algo oficial que algún día me lo van a pedir, like, at an airport, like, your COVID vaccination record or something. I didn't want it to be, like, the wrong name. Usually, I kind of let it slide. Porque yo no sé por qué. They have me, La CVS también, where I get my medication.
They have you under López.
Me tienen como López, yeah. Which I'm not offended by it at all, pero like legally, I didn't hyphenate my name.
I mean, you've been López longer than Juárez. So
sí, like, sí, pero dije yo, when it comes down to legally,
sí.
I need this to be correct.
Yeah, for sure.
In case. So then I was like, sorry, like I don't know why the system picks me up as López, but I'm Juárez, and like my ID says Juárez,
mm-hmm.
and he was kind of in a rush porque pues, you know, pharmacists always look, I mean, they're always busy. So I was like, you could just hyphenate it. You could just add it on there. So I'm López Juárez on there.
And that's how he did it. Lo más como que se lo agregó.
Mm-hmm.
Super last minute, como que la que ahí te va.
Simón. His handwriting's pésimo too. You got a cute car with like girl handwriting. I wish I had your card.
Yours was like a super like ghetto printout, dude. Así como que like, bien,
sí, dude.
You know, like, viene al caso.
I want to like, ¿cómo se dice? I laminate mine because it looks so bad.
¿Tan así?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just dude.
Quiero que se sienta así como la tuya, you know? Like, yours is substantial. Yours is like cardstock.
It's funny because like, cuando se estabas vacunando tú, like.
You weren't there. What do you mean it's funny?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I wasn't there. I was here at home, but I was thinking, man, like, I hope, first of all, que te vaya bien, ¿verdad?
I'm fine.
And, like, I hope that it's not too packed. I hope it's not too, like, you know, weird and todo eso, ¿verdad? I want it to be, no. like, as efficient and painless as possible.
Uh-huh.
And then when you tell me you're on your way back, I was like, ah, qué bueno. Sounds like, you know, no big deal. Sobres.
Uh-huh.
Y en eso agarro una llamada yo. Out of the blue, out of nowhere. La San Luis me dicen, oye, muchacho.
The walk-in clinic.
Sí, la San Luis, you know, ya es como hablando de San Luis. Oye, muchacho, y o sea, y te pusiste para la lista?
Hace 3 meses, señora.
Sí, así como que like, yes,
muchacha.
I did. Yes, I did. And I don't know what it is, like hablan a mí así, like, casi les quiero hablar en inglés. You know, like.
I do.
Yes, I did, actually. I did get myself on the list. Sangrono. And then she's like.
I think I panic and I just speak English.
I like, I don't want them to catch me de que soy un no sabo kid, you know?
Exactly.
Like, no sabo y, you know.
Pero así, puedes decir, sí, señora, soy yo.
Efectivamente, señora. Sí me puse en la lista. And she's like, ah, sí, fíjate, pues mira, tenemos una cancelación y quieres venir para darte la vacuna.
That's why you got it?
And I was like, oh. Sí.
I didn't know it was a cancellation.
It was a complete cancellation. She's like,
thank you forever canceled.
It's like, you know, hay chance para ti, joven. And I'm like, órale. ¿Y cuándo quiere que vaya? She's like, pues puedes venir hoy. I'm like, sí. ¿Y a qué horas puedes venir? I'm like, no, usted dígame. Like, you know, usted dígame cuándo quieres que vaya. And she's like, pues vamos a comer al mediodía, you know. And I was like, órale.
Wait, even though they work in the States, they close for lunch?
They close for lunch. Well, at least she told me that don't come for lunch.
She's like, yeah, I'm not going to be here.
I'm not going to be here. Yo was recomiendo. So like, you know, and I was like, okay, let me time this right. Like the que tú llegues and mm-hmm. los mandados.
I'm la
like,
digestión.
Let's say 2:30. And she's like, all right, 2:30, sus. You know, and it was going to be in San Luis, which is like, I don't know, like 10, 15 minutes south from where we live, ¿verdad? And llegas tú. Like,
yeah, 10.
Llegas tú and like, did I tell you when you got here or ya te había dicho antes?
Dude, me hablaste cuando tenía que regresarme.
Ándale, sí, sí.
So
sí.
You were like, good, book it because I gotta go over there.
Uh-huh. And it's funny because, like, we're driving over and you're telling me your experience, like, how chill it was.
Bada bang, bada boom.
How In and calm out. It was, how professional yeah. it was. Y nosotros llegamos, dude. Y es un gentío.
First of all, que estaban regalando algo.
First of all, there's two tents. You know what they using a cuál es cuál? You know, there was one on our left side of the calle.
I am so surprised que no había brinca brinca. Like,
dude, no más faltaba el brinca brinca. Pero entramos, había un gentío de gente. No había, it wasn't a single file. Era una
wow.
bola.
Wow, did you just do that?
Una multitud de gente. ¿Qué hice?
Había un gentío de gente.
Un gentío de gente, dude. Para que sepan cuánta gente había, había
your
un 30s
are showing.
Gentío de gente, dude. Y luego la más, cosa más funny, pues que había ambiente, bro. Like, llegué y está la rola todo lo que da acá como que, like, bien legit, bro. Como que, like, no era cualquier cosa. It was like, tu antiguo era como que, oh, pues, muy calmado, muy profesional. Que es una rola profesional que tocan en la Walgreens. Como que, like,
Taylor Swift, I don't know.
Taylor Swift, or welcome to Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
You will be vaccinated shortly. Y nosotros llegamos, dude, y está como que la cosa.
¿Por qué nosotros? I was waiting for...
Llego yo, dude, acá. Mi papá y la chora. Yo que la kill.
Like, am I getting vaccinated or am I at a party?
Like, ¿vino una quinceañera o vino una vacuna? ¿Qué onda? ¿Qué está pasando aquí, dude? Había party, bro. Y había un ambiente. Y así como que, like, disculpen, ¿dónde agarro la vacuna?
Paga el cover, muchacho. It's just that the more south you go of Arizona, you're at the border, bro. Like,
I wish I could say that I was kidding you, but había rolas, bro. Había jams. Mm-hmm. Las señoras, like, estaban haciendo, like, todos estaban parados. And I just walk in and I'm like, disculpen, ¿están haciendo fila? And she's like, no. And I'm like, cause she's like standing right in front of the desk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, vengo para vacunarme. Sí, ¿cuál es tu nombre? Ya les digo, no. Oh, sí, estás en la lista. Joven, toma esto y llena esos papeleos, sas. ¿Verdad?
Pero es que tú llegaste con cita. So, todo el mundo te volteó a ver te torció la cara porque sí. Tú llegaste sí. con cita.
Yo llegué con cita.
Y ellos están ahí parados, waiting for their sí. turn. And you're like, dichosos los invitados.
Yo solo los he invitado, la neta. And it was so funny because le agarré There was la señora que le pregunté yo, like, si estaba haciendo fila, me dijo que no, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Dijo, no, no estoy haciendo...
Ella estaba de seguro esperando a alguien.
No, that's the thing. Like, I thought that she was waiting for her vaccine, ¿verdad? But then they gave me the paperwork, mm-hmm. and I started filling it out, and then I turn it in, and then dijeron, ah, okay, ya ahorita pronto te vamos a llamar. And ponle que by the time, it was a long form, actually. It was like 2 whole pages, you know?
Oh, okay.
And by the time that I filled it out, mm-hmm. pasaron como like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Y la misma señora que estaba ahí parada the whole time dijo, disculpa, ¿puedo llenar uno yo? And she's like, oh, señor, ¿usted no ha llenado uno? No, es que nadie me ha atendido. I felt bad because like, le dije a la señora, like, señora, like, that's why I asked you si no estaba haciendo fila. And mm-hmm. she's like, es que no estaba haciendo fila, pero quería que me ayuden. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm. Pues eso diga, doña. O sea, so yeah.
This whole time I was in the car, guys.
This whole time Jessica was in the car. And.
Es que había mucha gente.
Y luego las muchachas ahí, like las admin, las enfermeras, the medical assistants are like, ay, sí, vamos a agarrar una, you know, ahorita vamos a agarrar un abanico para que sople más aire porque está haciendo mucho calor, ¿no? It's like, sí, está haciendo mucho calor. Y es como hablando como que bien frisías, you know, pero like super funny, like, you know, y están como adriando las morras, están como adriando de ellas, and she's like, ¿y dónde estaba la Yaya? Ay, pues la Yaya está allá. And how come there's always someone named Yaya? Like, siempre hay una Yaya somewhere. Y la Titi. Ay, pues la Titi estaba por ahí. And I was like, ay, pues sí, la Yaya y la Titi.
¿No te dijeron pásale lo barrido?
Dude, that whole thing, I heard, I think, keep in mind, you guys, I stay home all day. Yo no salgo.
Like, he only interacts with me.
Yeah, you know, and I only interact with Jessica on scheduled times, like when we're podcasting, and that's about it. So this, to me, was such a beautiful absorption of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
I heard all the dichos, mm-hmm. all the refrans. I heard, pásale lo barrido. You know, I was like, mm-hmm. you know, like, ahorita están gratis, después te cobramos. Así como que, like, what is de esas?
Mm-hmm.
Y luego, había gente haciendo fila who had no cita. And they don't even know what was going on. There was one guy who was literally standing there, you know, hablando con todos los otros guys, you know, and, oye, ¿y aquí está? Pues, ¿qué está pasando o qué?
Oh, ¿qué están regalando?
Ajá, dude, sí dijo eso. Like, ¿y aquí están regalando? And he's like, no, pues, están dando vacunas. Oh, ok, y pues pa cualquiera o cómo? No, pues, es por cita. Pero, pues, si eres esencial, te podemos poner en la lista. No, pues sí soy esencial, dijo, soy del taxi.
¿O era taxista?
Era taxista el guy, and I was like, no. Pues,
¿esencial?
Le dijeron, no, pues sí es esencial.
Uh-huh.
¿Qué es ese señor? No, ya me habló. Ya, no, mire, ya tengo una llamada para ir a recoger un cliente. No me puedo quedar. Pues tráetelo, dijeron para que lo vacunes, tráetelo. And I'm just like, yo, lo más están repartiendo aquí, like, what's going on here? No, era like un beautiful chaos of culture, y me encantó.
Y luego llegó la señora pidiendo ¿qué?
¿Cuál señora?
You texted me. And then you're like, y aquí llegó una señora pidiendo información. Le dije, ¿qué? ¿Quiere una vacuna para la vecina de las tres hijas?
Dude. Oh, sí, cierto. That's very true. Ay, disculpen. ¿Y están vacunando? No, señora, es un circo. O sea, like, like, look, obviamente.
Hey, había tents, parecía.
Like, están vacunando aquí. Sí, ¿qué pasó? ¿Le puedo ayudar? ¿Tiene cita? No, pero fíjese que tengo una niña y tiene COVID. ¿La pueden vacunar?
Oh, dear, no.
And they're like, no, señora. Like, están haciendo COVID checks in the other tent.
Oh, okay.
Ah, okay. ¿Y si me quiero vacunar yo?
Wait. They were testing for COVID in the other tent while vaccinating?
The one on the next street over. Remember that there was two?
Sí, cierto.
Yeah, there was two tents. On the other one street over, estaban haciendo test allá.
Across the street.
And she's like, bueno, pues, ¿me puedo vacunar yo? And they're like, ya me dijo que su hija tiene COVID, so no. Like,
okay.
You know? So she's like, oh.
Contraindication.
That's what you gave her, opening your mouth. You should be quiet.
That's where you put the chacal.
Sí. No, I don't have sound effect right now for that one. So, se me hizo tan funny, dude, que todos ahí estaban agarrando curas, se la estaban botaneando, bro. And it was getting kind of warm. Y en eso que llega el paletero.
Yes.
Dije, no puede ser.
Yes.
Llega el paletero. Like, the most stereotypical paletero that you've ever seen. You know, the one that, like...
No.
Do copyright infringement.
Okay, yes.
Like, pone todos los superheroes.
No, but his van was nice.
It was a nice van.
Su van it was no nice. Era la van que pasa por aquí, el no, señor no, no, pobrecito, no. Con el makeshift stop sign.
Sí, sí, sí.
No. This guy had decal.
Hold on. The van que pasa por aquí está bien sketch, bro.
Like, he's low-key... Contraband?
See, I think so.
Yeah. We live in that kind of barrio, you
see,
guys.
See, like, it's not a paletero van. It's more of like a Chevy van que he happens to put loud paletero music.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Mm-hmm. He was like 2-3 stickers and the makeshift stop sign, which is hilarious. I love it.
Yeah.
No, but
pero just, este no. In San Luis, the paletero took it serious.
So it was a decal. It was a good decal. But you know he didn't get a sponsorship deal by actual Marvel and DC Comics.
No, pero...
Ahí estaba el Spider-Man.
Él pagó por eso.
Él estaba el Superman y el Tweety. Nunca falta el Tweety. Like, I don't know why Tweety's always there.
Tweety's a thing, man.
Yeah, you know, like, but when's the last time a kid ever mentioned Tweety in the last 30 years?
It's for us.
El Tweety. Ah, pues el Tweety. Una paleta del Tweety, hijo. Ahí está. So, anyway, llega el paletero y se pone...
How do you say Tweety in Spanish?
Tweety. El Tweety.
No, I think that's...
No, es el Tweety.
Okay, and then?
I'm saying that it's Tweety. So, llega el paletero... Llego como tres veces el paletero. Llega el paletero.
Yo pensé que llegó el paletero for vaccination purposes.
Dude, me too. Like,
dije yo, Simón, esencial.
This guy's an essential worker.
He's working for the public. He's a public servant.
For the children. Think of the
and
children.
Not so children.
And llega, and he's like, hey, ¿cómo hay gente? It's like, sí, ¿cómo hay? Y como que conocí a la
es que está haciendo
ahí.
Calor.
And, yeah, and it was hot. Mm. So he's like, he goes in, pregunta que, like, what's going on? Que le dicen que están dando vacunas. He goes back to his truck.
The van.
Yeah, to the van. Y llega para atrás, like, with a box full of paletas, bro.
Yep.
And this guy starts hustling.
Before that, alguien se le había arrimado y le compró una Sprite.
Oh, okay.
I saw
okay.
that happen because okay. I was parked right next to, well, I was parked and he parked behind me and I was like, the paletero's here.
Sí, dice, como que llegó, miró una crowd de gente bailando la chona.
Se hizo así como que...
Ajá.
Like, a crowd of people. It's hot today. Voy a ver qué pecs.
Y fue, hizo preguntas, and then he comes back. He made his first sale, and he's like, aquí se va a hacer feria. Y fue y se puso a vender paletas left and right, and he was hustling. Mm-hmm. Y luego las mismas morras ahí de la clínica estaban agarrando cura. She's like, paletas, tenemos paletas de... Tenemos a 1.25 en la paleta de tamarindo, de limón. You know, like.
So they're not only there to control the chaos, right? Mm-hmm. And vaccinate, but they're also there to market you.
Yeah, 100%. They were like, only la raza can have music blasting, make it a party.
Mm-hmm.
And have paletas y están comadreando y tomando
like,
botana.
Like, if we're going to be here, we're going to have a good time.
Dude, neta, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, like, man, that is both a hilarious and beautiful thing.
I'm so happy
culture.
That was not my vaccine experience. We had very tailored experiences. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, no nonsense. I'm in, I'm out. I don't want to speak to anyone. I just vaccinate me. Sí. Vámonos. Bye.
Yo estaba haciendo la que
I had a pleasant conversation, like a very smart conversation with the pharmacist, but that was it.
Yeah, no, yo, dude, igual punto that I felt bad because I didn't have money and I wanted a paleta.
You texted me and I was like, este que quiere dinero.
And I'm like, babe.
We don't have cash.
I don't have cash.
No, yo tampoco parecías niño pidiendo coras. Y yo, no, Jesse.
And then I was always thinking like, isn't it kind of counterproductive to... be having a COVID vaccine and then everybody taking off their mask to eat this paleta.
Yes, and I told you, you better not.
I didn't have cash. Pero, even though I did not have cash, le tiró unos ojitos al paletero.
Jesse.
Así como que like, hey bro, ¿qué onda? And he's like, ¿qué pasó? And I was like, nah man, aquí lo más. Y me comencé a hablar con el guy. Y yo le dije acá como que, hey, ¿y no tienes Google Pay o qué onda? No, fíjate que no tengo Google Pay. Me dijo, no tenía, pero en el otro teléfono, pero en este no tengo. Pues qué mala onda, le dije, yo te quería comprar unas paletas. No, pero mira, ya vendí un montón, mira, para que no te quedes con el antojo. Y me dio una paleta, bro, de pistacho. Oh my gosh, it was the best paleta in the world, babe. No ha habido paleta que sepa mejor que esa.
Wow.
It was life changing. I will forever think of pistacho. Whenever I see pistacho, I will think of that moment, on that day, on that hour, Primeramente me retiré from the crowd because yo soy smart.
Okay. And I told you too. I was like, you better not.
I took a socially distant approach. Me quité la máscara y me puse a comer mi paleta. And it was delicious. It was the most beautiful thing in the world. Y dude, las señoras ahí, las que estaban ahí comadreando, they were two eating paletas and they all had their masks off. And I'm like, oh my God, nomás en San Luis se pone la gente así.
You know, they're all vaccinated. The workers, they're probably all vaccinated.
Yeah, they're probably all vaccinated. They don't care, you know, whatever. It's all good. Man, duré como una hora ahí.
Yep.
You were in and out like in 15, 20 minutes.
Less, I want to say, but yeah.
Y yo en una hora, dude, like después de que hicieron todos los bailes y todo el show, like ya finalmente me llaman, me siento, y luego la que me vacunó no me explicó nada. No me dijo, which arm do you want? No, por la izquierda. Okay, ya te piqué. Dura. Quédate aquí 15 minutos por si el caso. Y así como que, like, por si el caso que me muera, o like, explícame, ¿no? Like, ¿qué va a pasar, por favor?
Quiero otra paleta.
Then that's what I was thinking. I was like, I should have waited till after the shot to eat the paleta. Like, you know, now I have no paleta and I have to sit here for 15 minutes in case I die.
And you were not COVID safe.
So I like stayed like in their little waiting room in within the tent, because this whole time I was outside the tent. Mm-hmm. And now I was inside the tent, got the vaccine shot. And then it was funny because then they called this lady, and the cherry on top was that there was a Mexican Karen. You don't see a lot of Mexican Karens, but the ones que salen, they're, I was saying,
so Karen. Like,
las Karen son otra cosa, bro.
Yo no sabía que existía.
Esta doña comenzó a enojarse de que yo quiero ver. Yo quiero ver. No, esa no la quiero.
What?
Esa no la quiero, dijo. Tírala.
¿La paleta?
No, dude, la vacuna.
¿Por qué?
Because she wanted to see the lady or the nurse or the MA or whoever was giving the shot. She wanted to see with her own eyes, sacar una nueva jeringa into a new vial, into, you know, brand spanking new, fresh. And because she, I mean, obviously they're doing that. You know, obviously they're doing that. Mm-hmm. Pero because she didn't see it.
Es que esta doña ha de ver todas las noticieros de México que they've been doing shitty stuff over there here, you know?
She's seen one conspiracy theory too much, you know?
She's heard.
Yeah.
Andale. She's heard of it. She hasn't seen it with her eyes. Andale. She's heard of it and she thinks it's real or true in every other place. So, yeah.
So
she made a scene.
Hizo un circo la doña. Sí, por sí estábamos en un tent, you know, like, like,
this ¿salió el león?
Dude, this lady was wild, bro. It's like, you know, y al final, they're like, otra señora que estaba ahí, es like, ay, démela a mí, hombre, it's fine, like, I saw it, so le hizo el paro, you know, yeah, like, they did it right in front of her, and like, no problem. And I remember that I was finally there on minute 13 de yo sentado, I was supposed to wait for 15 minutes. Me dijo la señora, oye, pues joven, si ya se siente bien, ya se puede ir. And I was like, no. Ustedes me dijeron que 15 minutos son 13 minutos. Me faltan 2 minutos. And I remember I texted you. And I'm like, they're trying to kick me out.
Yeah. Eso fue lo único que me dijo el pharmacist at Walgreens.
¿Qué te dijo?
You can stay if you want for 10-15 minutes around the store.
Oh, okay.
Before you get back in your car. Y yo así como que like, va.
¿Te fuiste?
¿Me fui?
¿Tú? ¿Por qué?
I had things to do.
Babe, no, está muy mal eso.
Pero backfired because I had to go back.
Look, I stayed there specifically to the 15 minutes because si me iba a morir, it was going to be on their premises. It was going to be on their...
in this parking lot.
On their property. Like the moment I step out, it's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as I am inside this tent, if I die right here, this is your problem, bro. You clean this up. You know what I mean? Like, so that was my philosophy en cuanto a eso.
Okay.
So I stayed there y me quedé bien cómodo for the last 2 minutes. And I counted to 120 seconds y luego me fui.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, you know.
We're alive. We're well.
We're alive. We're well. Like, the next day I just felt a little bit sore, pero hasta ahí it wasn't anything bad. Así que
you had no symptoms, really.
No, not really.
So why did you cancel your workout with Michael?
I didn't cancel it. Michael canceled it. Like, I did have a sore arm, but that's about it.
You know? Dusty in here.
I did have a bit of like a sore arm, but that's about it. Maybe like a slight headache, pero, you know, that could have been because of a number of reasons.
¿Por qué te comiste la paleta?
Tal vez por la paleta.
Ay, porque eres insensible al calor también.
También.
Sales al sol y eso que vives en el desierto.
I got a mini heat stroke or something, you know. Overall, I love the fact of where I got my vaccine. Like, San Luis is a whole other vibe, bro.
You're sad that you're not going to go back for your second dose there?
I kind of am. This second dose, según va a ser aquí en Soma, which is going to be like,
not the same.
All the nakada, none of the fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, allá de perdida, es una cura, dude. It's like, no va a haber música. Si no hay música, no me la va a poner. Así de sencillo.
Yes, you are.
Si no es el caballo dorado, no me la va a poner. Like, no me voy a poner la vacuna, al menos que haya ambiente. Like, that's the bar now.
Okay.
That is officially the bar. Tiene que haber party, si no, ¿pa qué voy? So overall, that was like my experience there. That's the bar, you know. In your case, any symptoms que tuviste tú?
I just felt really tired.
That's right. Did you like knocked out that night?
Yo me dormí for 12 hours.
Yeah, dude, you really did.
I went to bed at 8 and I woke up at 8 the next morning. Mm-hmm. Solamente porque me habló mi mamá para preguntarme que si cómo andaba.
Si no, no te hubieras levantado.
Si no, no me hubiera levantado. I was so exhausted. Sentí como que alguien me había dado like Teraflu PM.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't feel weird. I just felt like no podía. I couldn't fight the sleepiness, the tiredness. So I'm probably going to get a fever on my second dose. I'm anticipating.
We keep hearing all kinds of things about the second dose, but yeah. You know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Mm-hmm. We know that versus the alternative. Yeah, we'd rather go with this one.
Sí. Y si me dijo el pharmacist, he's like, well, because your immune system is not the strongest, you might have, you know. Your probabilities of having symptoms is a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, sleepiness, I'll sleep all day. Fine. I can do that.
It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. I'll take a nap.
Yeah, overall, like when we saw this vaccine. Oh, which one do we get, by the way?
We got Moderna.
I thought we were going to get Pfizer.
If I say Pfizer one more time month.
That's for next episode. That's when we talk about part two, when we get our vaccines, our second dose, you know?
Yeah, but
we'll do an update then.
Moderna is where this household lies.
Sí. This house is Moderna only. Right? Nosotros somos
none of that Johnson & Johnson. No,
we're not off-brand, okay? We're not off-brand vaccines. We're on-brand vaccines, you know? Again, this is like, you know, hey, do your research, figure out what works best for you, but this worked out for us. Aquí estamos. No extra limbs, no gills, no, you know, irregular heart beatings. We're good. We're feeling good. We're a few days away from, 2 weeks away from dose number two.
Mm-hmm. We'll let you guys know how that goes.
We'll let you know how it goes.
But if you care.
Desde ahorita estoy diciendo que si no hay ambiente, no me lo voy a poner. Tiene que haber party. And we want to ask you guys, have you, like, you know, if you got on your vaccine, how was your experience? Was it professional, like Jessica, very calm, cool, collected? Así como que you may experience the following symptoms.
Yeah. I felt like all state, you know?
Sí, así como que like.
Are you in good hands?
Some of the symptoms include diarrhea, heart palpitations.
Talk to your doctor.
If Moderna is right for you. I got like those RX commercials are always such a trip. Así como que like.
You might die.
Uh-huh,
and suicidal como, thoughts.
You know.
But try this.
So, pero hasta ahorita, it's worked out for us, you know? And let us know, was it like that type of experience? Or was it like a weird chaos, like zoo that I experienced? I say that in the most loving way possible because I loved every moment of it. I had such
¿fuiste con cita o te tocó nomás porque ya andabas?
Like, fui por la vacuna and I stayed for the party.
No.
You know, like...
Casi me dices, like, go home, pick me up afterwards.
Sí, sí, like, you know, like, no, otro baile, babe, espérame, ¿no? Like, todavía no sacan el postre, like. I know, I had such a good time. So, you know, you guys let us know, what was your experience if you have decided to take the COVID-19 vaccine? And also, what's your experience with the second dose? Because we're in some other level with this whole second dose thing. Pero, so we'll talk about that some other time. Bueno, hasta ahorita, aquí lo dejamos with our experience. Como siempre, everybody, thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.
And that was it for this episode of The 50-50. Man, I'm telling you, San Luis is where it's at, dude.
You only wanted to talk about this because you wanted to talk about your experience.
San Luis was wild, bro. San Luis was something else.
And then Jesse texts me. He's like, this is so much content.
Like, we can probably make 3-4 episodes of that event alone. de tanto content que hubo.
You can, I can't.
This thing was like the most hilarious thing in the world.
I wish we had like the name of the paletero so we can shout him out.
Neta que sí, bro. Like, we need to put him on Instagram y todo el show. Like, you know, like, y así como que, like, really blow him up, you know, make him super famous y todo el show. Así como que,
TikTok.
No, it was, you know.
Just know que es una van en San Luis, Arizona, que está bien machine.
Si ustedes viven en San Luis y están escuchando este podcast y conocen al paletero, díganle que al rato le pago su paleta.
Ah, sí.
Me lo fío. Al rato se la pago. We're going to see him again eventually. Está como el guy de las toronjas that took us like 2 months to find him, but we eventually paid him.
We found him and we paid him.
So eventually we're going to find this paletero. You know, estoy como Liam Neeson when it comes to these things. I have a special set of skills. I will find you and I will pay you.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, hey, if y'all enjoyed this episode, check out our website. That's the 5050
Gosh, go check out the website. Jesse's been working on it nonstop.
THE-50FIFTY. That's the 5050.com, which you'll see now being officially named the 5050 Media, which, by the way,
cute,
it is the sponsor of this episode. Yes, this episode is sponsored by the 5050 Media, which of course is offering, they are offering creative content solutions. They, as in the company. I am Jesse from the podcast. Okay. They are the company, the 5050 Media. Uh-huh. Oh, that's me, guys. I'm offering creative content solutions. So in other words, if you need content for your business, we are here to help. I am a firm believer that if you have a business, you have an audience. So connect with your audience, engage with your audience, grow your audience. And we are here to help with that.
Free consultations.
We are offering free consultations that you can book on our website. We, you know, whether you're looking to start a podcast just so you can build brand loyalty, if you're looking to, you know, take some pictures so you can distribute on social media or your website, or maybe even an engaging video that tells a story, whatever it is, we are here to help. Book a free consultation at the5050.com. Also, check out our Instagram, THE-50FIFTY. That is where we put most of our posts. That is where most of our fans interact with us. We appreciate it for everybody that sends us, you know, the DMs and really nice messages and reaches out to us and all that stuff. Gracias, gracias, gracias. Así que, as always, everybody, thank you all for listening to
The 5050.